Welcome back to the Heidi Harris Show. As you may know, I've been following the issue of human trafficking for a very long time. It's outrageous. It happens every single day here, all over the country, all over the world. And there's a case in Michigan that's really gotten a lot of people's attention of a 15-year-old girl who could potentially spend up to 9 years in prison for being trafficked. She was being trafficked, and the people who were offering to pay money to have sex with her, they're walking free. Annie Dunwald is here. She's one of my heroes. She runs a group called Eve's Angels. She was a former prostitute and exotic dancer who understands what it's like to be in that life and works tirelessly to get these young ladies and young men out of the industry and out from being trafficked. Annie Dunwald, welcome back to the Heidi Harris Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So tell me about this case and what's happening.
Well, there's a 15-year-old girl that got tried as an adult, got sent to prison for 9 years. The media listed her as a 15-year-old prostitute, which you and I both know there's no such thing. She was put on that page by pimps of hers, trafficking, you know, traffickers that put her on there. When the Johns, adult Johns, would come to the room, they held them up what seemingly was gunpoint. We found out later on that that wasn't even a real gun. And the Johns basically, they ended up calling the police on her, and she ended up going to jail for 9 years, 9 to 20, she's up against. Now, here's the interesting part of this. She, again, she's 15 years old, being tried as an adult. Number two, her father said to the media that when she gets out, who has 32 children, by the way, when she gets out, he will put her back on the street. So we can see evidence everywhere that, you know, she's being trafficked. Number three, it was a Backpage case. And we all know about Backpage.com, but that's where they sell girls. So obviously, she was being trafficked. I mean, there's signs everywhere. Again, there's no such thing as a 15-year-old prostitute. And so the other thing that's really concerning about this is that she was tried and put away within a month. I mean, it might have been 5 weeks maximum. I don't think that she had proper counsel. I don't think she had proper legal counsel and just kind of took the plea deal, because people have said, well, why did she plead guilty? I'm like, because she's 15. And she didn't understand the law. She didn't understand, you know, that she's a victim here. And again, also note to the listener is that the Johns that were hiring her, that were coming to buy, to rape a little girl, a little girl that was being trafficked, they are walking the streets free right now.
That's unbelievable. We're speaking with Annie Dunwald from Eve's Angels. So let me get this right. So Letitia, her father has 32 children, including her, and says that when she gets out of prison, he's going to put her on the streets?
Back out on the streets, he said. Back out on the streets.
That's unbelievable.
So, you know, it is. It's unbelievable. This poor little girl is in prison right now. She has two children, a two-year-old and a one-year-old. And so it's a child having children, you know, and the system failed her. The legal system failed her. You know, any system, the social workers, how come we're not in there finding out why you were having babies at 13? Like, what's going on at home? Like, do you have proper care for your kids? Can we get her some type of GED training? Can we get nothing? They put her in prison for 9 years. And her kids are in child protective custody. So all of that to say, it's crime. It's criminal. We're blaming the victim all over again.
That's unbelievable. Now, once again, I don't want to gloss over what you said, because I think it's important that you said that there's no such thing as a 15-year-old prostitute. And that's because, you know, these people are under 18. They're not legally allowed to make decisions. They're not legally held accountable for a lot of things. But suddenly, somehow, when it comes to people putting them on a website to sell them, they're held accountable for that. That discrepancy in the law is outrageous to me.
Furthermore, she's 15 years old. You can't legally have sex at 15.
Right.
You can't drive a car at 15. Okay, so why are then we throwing her in prison and saying, well, not only can you go to prison, you can be held accountable for this. You can be. She can't be held accountable to have a driver's license. Why are we then saying, you know what, let's give her, you know, public assisted legal representation on this. They got their little $300, $400. And basically just said, hey, take the plea deal. Next case. And now this little girl, her whole life, you know, she didn't have anybody to step in and say, actually, you're a victim, sweetheart, and this is the way that you should go with this. And so luckily for her, and hopefully for other survivors, if this works out the way that we think that it's going to, you know, I know this isn't a one-time isolated case. We want to represent this, and we want to educate, and we want to turn over the law when it's wrong. There's a woman by the name of Leslie King. And she is in Grand Rapids, Michigan, and she runs a ministry called Sacred Beginnings. She's amazing. There's another woman by the name of Alice J. She runs a ministry in Detroit, Michigan called Sister Survivors.
Yeah, and now obviously we're speaking about a case in Grand Rapids, Michigan, but the point is this happens every single day in jurisdictions all over the country where these girls are being blamed. And to your point, the Johns walk free. These are people who walked into a room assuming they were going to have sex with a teenage girl who's not old enough to consent, and they're walking free. They are not prosecuted again and again and again.
Exactly. They were there to buy sex from a 15-year-old girl. Why are we focusing on not rehabilitating a child and go ahead and go after men? You know, you cut off the demand of it. There is no supply. So why are we not throwing the book, or why are we not taking the law and saying, if, you know, grown men can make their own decisions, a 15-year-old, the totality of her brain hasn't even been developed yet. She's the one that's accountable?
No
kidding.
Doesn't
make sense to me.
I actually know somebody. I don't want to call him a friend, but he was somebody I thought was a friend for a while. And I knew him in the media business here in Vegas. And he's in prison for planning to meet and actually showing up in the parking lot to meet what he thought was a 13-year-old girl. It turned out to be a police officer. But he's in prison now for that very thing. But still, every single day, there are people like him who are not prosecuted. And that's what's so sad about it.
You know, and I'm hoping, and it's a shame that it has to happen to this girl. I mean, every night we get to go to sleep. You know, this 15-year-old girl is in prison, okay? So every night that's happening, she's there. But in a way, it's almost like this is an opportunity for everybody in the country to stand up that's hearing about this story and say, this isn't right, because it could be your daughter. It could be any of, I mean, you know, circumstances are what they are, but at the end of the day, this is a 15-year-old girl.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, we all need to kind of stand up and say, this is enough. This is our children. Enough.
Yeah.
And go after who's responsible.
All right. We'll put some information up on the Heidi Harris Show Facebook page. Annie Dunwald, you are one of my heroes. I also recommend everybody read her book, Dancing for the Devil, which was fantastic. If you want a glimpse into what goes on behind the scenes with this. Annie, thank you so much for being here, and we'll stay on top of this, okay?
Thanks again, Heidi. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. Once again, her group is Eve's Angels, and she works tirelessly to help girls who have been trafficked. She's certainly been there herself. So one of my heroes, that's for sure. I'm Heidi Harris. Coming right back. You know, as far as I'm concerned, human trafficking is the worst kind of evil, and my heart goes out to these people who are truly victims of this. Annie Dunwald, really one of the heroes. I'm Heidi Harris, coming right back.